Busey Wealth Management, we're proud to partner with individuals, families, and foundations, ensuring possibilities become achievements. From preserving and enhancing your assets to securing your legacy for future generations, we're focused on your success. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth, since 1868, member FDIC.
Skindle and Casey Show. I'm Rob. Brad's in for Casey. Kev's here. So Kev, a little Ardeen Taylor there too as we fade out. Very nice, Kev.
Yeah, a little Indiana thematic. Keeping it thematic right there.
So Kev uncovered something earlier today, and he told me, and then when he told me that, I had him put the things together, and it blew my mind because I think it's true. So the 5th Congressional District, as we have said,
hotly contested.
It's way more entertaining than the governor's race.
Oh, for sure.
You got Chuck Goodrich calling Sparks basically a nut job.
Yeah.
And by the way, you did interview for a job one time with Victoria Sparks.
I did.
You?
So
was it as bad as the ad?
It is the ad, I think. I will just put it out there. So I went through the interview process. Yeah. I interviewed with her chief of staff twice. I then interviewed with the congresswoman. She offered me a job, and then they ghosted me.
So Goodrich is running an ad basically saying she's a complete lunatic. Which there was, I think, a news report about that or something about
It was in Politico, I think, a couple of years ago.
And then she's running ads against him, calling him China Chuck. And I said, all right, this is the way it should be. We're fighting to go to the U.S. Congress here. This isn't for some, you know, T-ball trophy. Let's take the gloves off. Let's go. And, you know, the whole race had kind of been about these two getting all the publicity. And then out of nowhere, this guy, Raju Chintala, am I saying his name right? Close enough. He's a, by all accounts, he's from Carmel. He's a very successful businessman. He and is very connected inside the kind of the establishment of the Republican, the party structure. Right. He starts running ads, like kind of late to the game by.
Yeah, he's trying to do that last minute surprise, but I'm not sure that's going to work, but we'll see. Good luck to him.
But he start, I mean, he's run a bevy of ads. He's, full disclosure, running ads on this radio station. I think he's running them on others. And everybody's not even talking about him as a candidate. They're talking about his ad.
They're unique.
Because, yes, he's sort of gone with this, like, down homie Lee Greenwood. You want to, it sounds like the that ice cream,
the Bluebell ice cream,
the Bluebell ice cream, where it's like the most Americana thing,
the baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet.
Can we hear just a little bit of that ad, Kev? Raju, Raju, shades of red, white, and blue, guarding dreams for all he believes in. I just love that. Guarding dreams for all, he believes in you.
I have a question. Are we going to bill him for that, or is that a freebie?
Well, I think we're about to uncover something here, okay. Or Kev did. So, and everybody's talking about this. Like, Hammer and I were talking about that. They're getting bombarded with it. We've gotten bombarded with it. People are like, I don't even know what this guy's views are or anything, but that ad is hilarious. And people are talking, which... That's the purpose of the ad, right?
Like, right. They're talking about it, yes.
All three of these candidates are running good ads. You got, we're talking about how Sparks is allegedly some sort of crazy person who's mean to her employees. You got, I don't know, China Chuck. You got this thing. And so we've been talking for weeks. And like, where have we heard that Raju ad? Sounds so familiar. Like, I've heard it before. And we were saying it sounds like the Bluebell ice cream ad. Is that it? Nah, is that cut it? And then Kevin comes running in today. Goes, I found it. I found where that ad is from. Are you familiar with the show? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I'm familiar, yes. Yeah,
a very popular show. Is it still on anymore?
Yeah, I think it's still on. I think it's just on streaming services.
It's like 20 years now or something this show has been on, and it's got Danny DeVito in it, and there are these guys. They're all kind of wacky. It's like a bizarro version of Seinfeld.
Yeah, it's like Seinfeld on crack is how they used to advertise
it. Exactly.
It
was on FX for years. They own this bar in Philadelphia, and they're all kind of crazy. It was a very, very popular show at one point. One of the more famous episodes, I think the name of the episode is actually Nightman, and one of the characters is writing an opera in his apartment.
Charlie, he's the illiterate musical genius. Yes. He's one of the members of the gang.
And he writes this opera about this guy called the Nightman. And there's obviously they're showing him putting this just totally whacked out thing together. And Kev, you actually said, I think Raju kind of is the Nightman.
Yeah, well, there's that song "Dayman" at the end of the play, and lyrically it's pretty similar to Raju's.
Even kind of musically, it sounds
a little similar.
Should we play it?
Yeah,
should we play? All right, here we go.
Dayman.
You're a master of karate and friendship for everyone.
And the Raju is the Raju. So what is the day man?
It's
so
you're the master of karate and friendship for everyone.
Yeah, and Raju is shades of red, white, and blue,
guarding you.
And we believe in you.
Yeah, guarding dreams.
Guarding dreams. We believe in you.
And we believe in you. So. I would need to hear these right next to each other because I think there is some merit. So, Kev, is it possible we could splice these two together to see if indeed Raju might be the Nightman?
Yeah, here we go.
Raju, Raju, shades of red, white, and blue. Guardian drinks for all, he believes in you.
Dayman!
Raju is Dayman.
I love this so much, and I love that you uncovered this. And this is why we've been begging these people in the governor's race to do something remotely interesting, because this is fun to talk about.
This is gold. Radio gold right here.
Ah, that's good stuff, Kev. It's Kendall and Casey Show, 93 WIBC.